TH. Someone saw something there on social media about America. Are they good or are they bad? Are they winners or losers? Are they, you know, is there hegemony threatened or what's going on? And there were people, of course, and the comment lines there with, well, kind of American, US-like names who were saying things like that, that were, we're gonna get it together, we are number one, and we're gonna show it. And I asked there, why do Americans have that need, as it seems, to be number one? I mean, to me, I've seen it so much among Americans. We are number one. That, I have to say it, it appears almost pathological. Out of balance, something wrong in there, in that mind. And is it a collective mind? I don't know. I hope not. Because I grew up in Europe and I grew up in Nordic Scandinavian countries where we are kind of, I wouldn't say the opposite, but we learn that you shouldn't think you are something more than us. We are all the same anyway when it comes down to it. That kind of, that, maybe it's a Scandinavian thing, maybe it's a European thing, definitely not a French thing, but you know, why not a British thing either? So maybe it's up here. Or, don't know about Germany, but anyway, I can only speak for this place. And I'm a small town guy, and I can see the people there still, many people in this country there. They're rather humble about life, and here am I, we do our thing, and I'm here with my family, my friends, and try to do something good. And that's, you know, take walks in nature, and that's happy life for us. We don't need to be number one. What does it mean anyway? The greatest and the latest of them all. I don't know. Say to my friends there in the West, you know, we all got, I think, a lot to learn from the East. So if you can just step down a bit from that high horse, come down to us here, so nice and easy on earth, standing here with both feet, it feels good, doesn't it? And also try at least to see or imagine at least, or a possibility hypothetically, that people over there in the East, like in China, ooh, and India, and all of those countries, you know, that are so strange to you because they are so far away and they have different cultures than yours, that they are also as valuable people as you are. All of us who live are valuable. And we should just respect each other and also each other's differences, which make life on Earth here interesting and beautiful. And there are, yes, there are rotten eggs everywhere. But as you say in Sweden, that one shouldn't throw rocks when sitting in a glass house. What is the English saying? So, therefore I think, and I often speak about that a very good thing to work for, or one thing is for peace, which I think is really, really something worth working for today. If you want to be an activist, be a peace activist. But another thing worth working for is to bring about an understanding between different cultures, different people. Well, also different species. But it's so valuable and it's so nice to learn to know how other people who dress differently, who speak different language, who have their looks different, their faces and hairstyles and their manners and ways of doing things and their buildings and homes and are look so different. And maybe for a Westerner, one may have that, you may have that to listen to this, that kind of habit there, because I say that's what it is. We inherit it with our Western culture, which has superiority complex. That kind of way of looking at others who look so different, as if they are below you, more primitive, not so developed. Oh, yeah. We are tolerant, we are not racist, but we all know that we are superior. You find that in the Western whiteies, or shall we call them the North, global Northerners. But it's not, first of all, it's not right, because one then often assumes or presumes that technological sophistication is a criteria of development or advancement as humans, which I think is completely wrong. It's rather a sign of materialism, which is not a philosophy that makes sense and that you can build a happy society on, and that I think has been proven over and over again now. So we look east, and although in India, for instance, you sometimes find it's a mess materially speaking, But when you look inside people, inside their souls and minds, well, you find also there very different things. And also, of course, some of these countries on this planet are very big and contain great varieties of people. But you will find, I would say, in India, for instance, especially, rich souls, spiritual, wisdom, heritage, and I would say treasures, and of course to many people now on this planet it is completely natural to learn the best from different cultures. That's what I mean, that we can now, we have internet and we have that network between all of us. If we now start to learn about each other and respect each other and understand each other, well, we can change the world rather than fighting. So yes, Western materialism some think it's the best and therefore it should be spread all over the world. It should replace all these older cultures all over. And then everyone will be happy and rich. But then, I don't think many believe in that anymore. I mean, those people over there, over this, the pond, across the pond, they seem to have their own problems now to focus on and take care of, both financial and mental health wise and whatever. So better take care of your own garden before you point at others, or whatever you say.